Hello, everybody. You're listening to You Me. My name is Brandon Weatherby. You're listening to You Me Them, everybody. I'm in a van. I'm fucking tired, and I'm with
Kevin Lee.
You could roll down your window, man.
Can I?
It's good. Yeah. It's good microphones, don't worry.
Okay.
Very tired. Kevin Lee and I have been together in the van for a while now. I've said about 8 words. So I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, me too.
Why are you falling asleep? We haven't done shit.
No, but I've only said like 8 words.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I need to be prompted.
That's right.
Okay. I'm not tired, though.
Damn right you're not. Yeah. What'd you do today, Kevin?
I got up about 2 hours ago.
I want you to die right now.
I got up at like noon and, I just watched some television. I watched some Community.
It's a good show.
With Danny Pudi.
It's a good show. Do you know Danny?
I don't know. He was supposed to be on our show, but that never happened.
Yep. A lot of things didn't happen with your show.
Right.
I'm getting real mean this episode.
Uh-huh.
Let's burn bridges. Come on, Kevin. Let's burn bridges.
Let's burn them.
I don't see you burning any bridge ever.
I don't know if I've ever built a bridge.
There it is. Yeah. Comedy.
Right.
Comedy stylings of Kevin Lee.
You gotta build them first, you know?
Nope, you don't. You just can destroy shit. It's real easy.
Burn other people's bridges?
No, just burn everything.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, a bridge will be involved.
Burn it all down.
Real fucking tired. I'm very angry right now.
Yeah.
Mostly at myself.
Yeah?
I'm grateful for this job. I really am. I get to pay rent because of it.
Right. But that's nice.
Fucking tired. Beautiful day out.
Gorgeous.
Fucking gorgeous.
A little chill.
First day with first part with James Fritz.
Right.
Second part with Kevin Lee.
How did that go?
It was fine.
Yeah, Fritz.
It was fine. James Fritz. And third part, bartending with Jam.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. It's going to be a long day.
Are you going to do a podcast from bartending?
I might.
Yeah.
Just to stay awake.
That'd be interesting.
I've done it before. Yeah. Have I? I don't know.
Can I have one of those?
God damn, you owe me money, by the way.
I owe you $4.
Fucking pothead.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Did you get high today? You got high today.
I didn't. No, I can't. I don't have any.
Your Wii Connect? Your Jay-Z's out of town?
My Jay-Z's out of town. Yeah. Yeah, I owe you $4. I have that. If you take $2 bills.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're good luck, you know.
No, they're money.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take all of it.
$2 bills.
Wait, not right now.
Okay.
And all unlike you, I don't like to drive and hand people matches.
Okay. Yeah.
When I have to wait for a light, I have a cigarette in my mouth because I'm very cool, kids. Smoking is the coolest.
It is. If I've learned anything from television and movies, smoking is cool.
And if you drive a cargo van, you have to smoke. Mm-hmm.
It's in your
union.
Yeah, your rider. Your rider.
Well, union wouldn't let me work this.
No?
Look out, people. The road's dangerous.
It is.
There's one match left. Don't fuck it up.
Thank you very much. I'm kind of a...
Bacon and egg taquitos. You don't say.
Are we going around reading street signs and stuff again?
Again?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Guess who's low on material? Me! I'm low on material.
I didn't know you have material, huh?
I'm off the cuff, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not like Danny Pudi.
Uh-uh, man.
Hurry up, man.
That guy's...
Hurry up. Light that. It's going to go out. Jesus Christ. You don't know how to use matches. For someone that gets high so much, you should know how to use a fucking match. Did it work?
Yeah. Well,
it worked.
What I do is I let it burn. I let the sulfur burn off.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's a thing. God damn, it's windy.
Let the sulfur burn off the match. It is. It was cold this morning.
It was. It's nice. Yeah. I have a cardigan on, folks. Yeah.
Break out the cardigans, people.
It's cardigan weather tonight.
Yeah.
The band, the Cardigans.
You know, have you ever met Bob Palos?
Yeah, I know Bob.
That guy loves cardigans.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. He's a nice man.
Yeah, he's a cardigan freak.
He's a freak of nature.
Freak.
Or a normal man. He's a normal man. Does normal things. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Is he doing Shuba's open mic now? Does he run that?
He hosts Shuba's open mic.
That's a thing?
Uh-huh. Occasionally.
Oh, my back.
Yeah. It's him, Fritz, and
Prescott. Oh, my God.
That's a good open mic.
The radio's off now, people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I only took 5 minutes to realize that was on.
People thought they were listening to two...
Two shows at once.
Right. Getting,
bonus content.
Getting your money's worth.
For free.
Your free money.
Free podcast, everybody.
Check it out on freepodcast.com.
That's got to be a thing. freecreditreport.com, yeah, too.
That's a scam. It is. Is it?
Yeah.
All those free, all those.
Anytime it starts with free, yeah, scam. The three that the government runs are not called free anything.
Free scam?
Mm-hmm.
We are.
.gov.
We're driving by the Noble Tree Cafe. This is, I think I was talking yesterday about there used to be an open mic there and they would often have no microphone.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. But it was a small little room. I think it was a Davod room.
Yeah, okay, Davod. Let's talk about Davod.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
I've only seen Davod do stand-up once. He was funny.
Yeah, he has a lot of good material.
But most people know Davod as a scumbag.
Right. I think people don't like him that much.
Do you like him?
I think he's okay. I don't know him that well.
Have you done any of his shows?
I don't think he's... I think I've done one of his shows. I did, like, the Get Weird show.
Where was that?
That was at the Edge Comedy Club, the Chicago
that
Center.
That is now closed.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, no. The Edge...
Is Edge closed, or is what, Chicago Center for the Performing Arts?
No, that's open.
Okay.
I thought he moved that show.
I thought he was quitting stand-up.
Okay.
There were rumors flying around a couple months ago that he was quitting.
Flying around.
Flying,
like
just all
wind
over.
Wind flying the rumors around.
Flying from Bob Palos to James Fritz.
To Davod.
Yeah, that he was quitting.
Okay.
I don't think he is, though.
Okay. He wears shirts that
have Hawaiian print.
Very fancy prints.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy is a very loose term to use.
He's kind of, you know, he performed with Mitch Hedberg.
So what? I performed with Mitch Hedberg.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
It's a lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. It's a lie.
I got a lot of lies, Kevin Lee.
You got a lot of lies inside you. I just found out that my bank account is $300 less, or almost like $400 short. Less than I thought it was.
How is that possible?
This guy cast a check that I wrote a while ago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you get overdrawn?
I did. It charged me $25. I'm going to see if they can clear that up.
Great.
I'm pretty broke.
Yes, you are. I know that, Kevin Lee.
Right.
You are broke.
That's me. Broke.
Wow. You're just giving people fun news about yourself, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. My back is in pain.
I might have to sleep on your couch.
Whatever. I'm never there. It doesn't change anything.
Right.
Please don't rob me.
Right.
People.
Well, yeah. I'll always be there. Because I don't have a real job.
Oh, Jesus, Kevin. I don't feel bad for you.
Right.
You're a white man.
I know. Like,
you're able bodied. You have a college diploma.
I won't go homeless, right?
You might.
Maybe.
No one's going to give you money if you're homeless. They'll think you're collected for somebody else.
Right.
That might work.
Well, what if I, like, grew my...
Nope.
No?
You can't.
Got a beard?
Can you?
Not really.
Yeah. What did your girlfriend think
of that? Think of my mustache and stuff? I don't know.
You ask?
Well, yeah, I do, and she says it's fine, but I don't believe her. I don't think that she really likes it.
Yep, I don't think she does either.
Yeah. It looks like shit, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty shitty. Pretty shitty. Like, smile. By the way, Kevin Lee's always smiling.
Always.
That's not a joke.
Impossible to catch me not smiling.
Sleeps with a smile.
Even when I'm not stoned.
I'm waiting for you to turn.
Actually, this UPS truck?
No, not the UPS truck. I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay. Right.
Like, to freak out and just kill people.
I sometimes I'm not smiling. Like, I'll be high and my face just kind of drops and my jaw hangs and I'm just kind of like... just dead in the face. And
that's creepy.
I'm not smiling. Dead in the face.
Oh my god, I want to die.
Brandon is very tired.
Very tired.
He's been working. Whoa! Since 9:30.
Windy. Windy times.
Windy
city times.
Uh-huh. Windy city times.
That's a thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Windy city. Get it, people?
Right.
Get it?
Uh-huh.
Windy.
Windy TV.
What?
I don't know.
What's that? Is that a thing?
That is, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think it's like cable access.
Ooh, we gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Maybe turn this podcast into a visual podcast.
Uh-huh. That would be exciting.
That's a TV show.
You'd get to see these terrible mustaches that we're describing.
Yeah. Look at my Flickr, everybody. See my shitty mustache on Flickr.
Are you on Flickr?
Yeah, I'm on Flickr. It's free.
Oh, okay.
It's on Flickr, Jesus Christ, Kevin.
Are you on Tumblr?
I think I have an account, but I've never used it.
Yeah, I thought about... I wanted to start a creativity blog.
the fuck is that?
It's just like whenever I can't come up with material.
Isn't art great? Is that all it says?
Yeah, isn't art great? Right.
The end.
Yeah.
The answer is no, it's not great.
No, it would be. It would have like little activities. It would be like draw 20 circles and then make a different object out of each circle.
You were high when you came up with this idea, weren't you?
Yeah,
it's not gonna work.
I know.
Wait, it might.
It just may.
It really might.
Like when I can't come up with material and
you draw circles.
I draw circles. No, I Google this.
Circles.
I Google how to think outside the box.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
Read a book. Not Google.
Don't Google, right? Don't Wikipedia.
Bing, everybody. Bing.
Don't Bing it.
Bang it.
Bang it out. Read a book.
Zip zap zoop.
Zip zap zap.
Improv.
Mm-hmm. Improv games. Improv. 1, 2, 3, bagel.
What?
You know that improv game?
No, I'm busy.
1, 2, 3, bagel.
I'm a bagel.
1, 2, 3, Asiago.
Shut up. Is that a thing?
No, it's not.
Didn't you? You did that in your fucking show.
That
That's
was on our show.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
That was stupid.
That was dumb.
That was dumb. Your show was real dumb.
Were you at that show?
I was at that show.
You didn't catch that online?
I saw that show live.
Yeah. Our first show.
That was your second show.
Second show.
I saw your first show online. I was at your second show.
Yeah.
You got a lot of improvement to do.
Yeah, I know. But it's fine. Like, even the stuff that goes wrong, that's like what makes us different from a lot of the other shows. You know?
Not if it goes right.
If it goes right, then we're just like every other show.
Yeah, it's quality then.
But when it goes wrong, then we're different.
Yeah. You're like the failure parts of the good shows.
Uh-huh. Late Live Show Failure Blog.
That's just your blog.
Right. It's just, yeah.
I'm going to get mean.
It's my creativity blog.
It makes me
blog.
Smile. My meanness makes me smile.
Uh-huh. You can't see it, everyone.
I think they can hear it.
But you can...
A lot better mood.
You can hear...
When I'm making fun of Kevin Lee.
You can hear his,
Why do you take this abuse from me? I'm a piece of shit to you.
No, I just don't care. I just don't care.
You're like a teenage girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my back.
This guy's got back problems, people.
I do. I'm very old. 400.
He's 400 years old. He's like one of those turtles.
Yep, I'm a Teenage Mutant Turtle. Not a ninja, just a turtle.
Do you ever think that probably those Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to outlive Splinter? Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Like crazy. Like he's an old rat man.
He's an old rat man. Yeah. He's the rat king.
And they're turtles. They live forever.
They live a long time. I mean, they have bad diets.
Do they?
Turtles shouldn't be consuming all that pizza. It's insane. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's just all calories.
Yeah, man, anchovies are so salty.
Yeah, it's too much sodium in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle diet.
Uh-huh. Let's just eat more salads.
They need to be on a diet.
Domino's, you can order salads from Domino's, you know.
Did you?
I don't know.
Have
no,
you ever done
never,
that?
No.
Good.
But I think you can.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That's insane. Wacky!
This is a nice car in front of us.
Yeah. It's an Eldorado.
Uh-huh.
Hey, old man. License plate 72058.
Check him out. I think he's a veteran. What is that? Is that a veteran plate?
AV, audiovisual veterans. Right.
Yeah.
He's an autistic virgin. 72058.
Autistic virgin still... autistic people are allowed to drive.
Depends. They're virgins, they are.
Yeah.
They gotta be real old. They get their driver's license at 70. Because they're finally ready. Once they can't fuck anymore.
Yeah.
They get their license plate. Hey, we went blue, everybody.
That's right.
The F word.
Blue collar.
Blue balls with that old man.
Blue collar comedy van.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Uh-huh. We're in an Enterprise rent-a-car.
Man. Little cars inside of us.
Yeah.
Inside my body. I ate Hot Wheels for lunch.
Did you?
Nope. I didn't eat lunch.
Ah.
What about Power Bar?
Micro Machines, man. Those go down easy.
Oh, those do. Yeah. That's for cereal,
uh-huh.
Everybody. Cereal. Eat Micro Machines as cereal. That truck's very large. It's going to hit a lot of things.
I don't think semis should be allowed on this road.
I don't think they are.
Semis.
That cab deserves to be hit.
Right.
I shouldn't say that. I'm sure the cab driver is a nice human being.
He's perfectly nice.
But that audiovisual guy up there is the autistic virgin. I don't know about him.
The autistic virgin. That's the
it's
sequel.
A band.
The sequel to Judd Apatow's. Yeah, I think autistic virgin.
That was good.
That makes more sense though.
That was real good. The Apatow thing. I like that.
Right.
Keep it up.
Keep it
You're
up.
You're almost ready to write for my show.
Yeah?
I don't need writers.
Okay, well then I'm already
writing
for it.
I don't need bagels jokes. Who came up with that?
I don't know. I think probably Andrew Smirker.
Oh!
Mr. Cut-Off Jeans himself.
Does he wear cut-off jeans?
He does, uh-huh. I think it went...
Is this visual humor?
It got to like a certain point in summer where it was just so hot that he was like, you know what? All these pants are shorts. And he just took out some scissors and went to town.
Did it with his mind. He used mind control.
Uh-huh. Bend spoons. Bend pants. Into shorts.
That hurt.
Did
that
it?
That burp hurt.
Yeah. What was that? Was that
it's
coffee?
A big hurt. It was coffee and a power bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that a chocolate power bar?
It was
bar?
A chocolate power bar.
It looked okay.
They're on sale at Dominic's this week, everybody. Dominic's. Finer foods.
Dominic's.com.
That's got to be the website, right?
Right. I think so.
Yep. Oh, man. There we go.
Acid reflux?
No, the autistic virgin sitting next to us.
Yeah.
Let's look at him in the face, in the eye.
He's just an old man.
Well, he said he's an old man. He can still be evil. A lot of Nazis are old men now.
He has an empty shoe box, or empty Kleenex box on the seat next to him. I don't know what that's
is he really?
For. Yeah, uh-huh.
That's one of his shoes.
Maybe maybe he's using it as a shoe, a house shoe.
A house shoe?
Yeah, you know, like those slippers that you wear around the
house.
Oh,
I thought you meant like a house sport coat. Like, if you don't wear your sport coat, just have the house coat.
Right.
He's got house shoes for his guest. Empty Kleenex.
No, house shoes is like, I think it's like a black term.
What?
House shoes.
Are you racist?
Well, it's like slippers, but it's, yeah. It's
oh,
like,
you're such a racist.
It's slippers for black people.
Man, I'm tired of your racism.
House shoes.
It's hating
like,
you.
You know, like in...
A house coat is a robe.
Right. House shoes, yeah. I learned that watching Friday with Ice Cube.
The Ice Cube comedic vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Friday, everybody. That's a movie. Today's Friday.
It's funny that...
today's Friday. We
today's
made
Friday,
it to
right.
the weekend.
You know that new Ice Cube movie, Lottery Ticket?
Yes,
and he,
I do.
He plays like the old man in it. Ice
yes,
Cube.
I'm excited to see that
are
movie.
You, are you really?
No, I lied to you to your face.
Right.
I lie to your face all the time, Kevin.
It's just weird. It's like he's playing his dad from Friday.
Yep.
In that movie.
John Witherspoon.
Right. Great actor.
Not a great actor.
No?
Good actor.
Good actor?
I'm a great actor.
Right.
I'm the best actor.
My dad's a big fan of John Witherspoon.
Dad's a racist.
No, he's not.
He's a huge racist.
No, he isn't.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Your dad is a Nazi.
No.
And a Klansman.
No.
Yep. Not a Ku Klux Klansman, just a Klansman.
Just a Klansman?
Yeah. He's a Klansman.
Like an ass man?
He loves clams.
Right. Clam man.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
okay.
A clam man.
Ah, that actually kind of makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah. He's like, I gotta get to Indiana because I gotta get away from all these clams. I got an addiction to racism. Yep. That's what your dad's like.
Right.
I told you about your childhood.
You did. And you know what? You were exactly right.
I'm very smart.
Yep.
Very tired.
Chicago and State. I go to this McDonald's a lot.
Why?
I like McDonald's.
Do you really?
It's tasty.
Oh!
We had McDonald's for breakfast yesterday.
Breakfast food's different.
Okay.
Breakfast fast food is awesome.
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, it is. I agree.
It's a treat.
Yeah, I'm always disappointed at 10:35.
Yep.
I look at my clock and I'm like, I can't get McDonald's breakfast.
Yep, but no man should eat breakfast before or after 10 a.m. anyways.
Right.
So, think about that, world. Oh, it's fucking windy.
It is.
So windy.
Right.
So windy. People. It's Friday on Labor Day weekend.
Right.
People are leaving town. Look at them. Be happy.
This is River North, right?
Is this River North? This is technically River East. No, wait.
River North.
This is Streeterville. River North is, I think, west of Wells or something like that. Then it becomes River North. I think.
We're in the shadow of the John Hancock Center.
Of my dick.
Right. That's a big dick.
Yep, it's awful.
We're in the center. I like to refer to it as Chris Farley's gigantic grave.
Yeah.
Gravestone, yeah. It's a gravestone.
He's dead. He's so fucking dead.
Right.
Who would have thought a 350-pound man addicted to cocaine would die young?
Right.
Me. I thought that as a young man.
You knew it?
This man is going to be dead very soon.
You saw
it
coming?
Yep.
Too many broken coffee tables. Yeah, he's done.
In retrospect, he should have done a lot more physical humor if he was going to die of cocaine.
Right.
So, figure that out, mm-hmm. World. World News Now.
World News Now.
On Late at Night. On ABC 7 in Chicago. Uh-huh. Hey, fire truck.
All right, we get it. You're late to the party, fire truck.
The fire truck has a doll.
On the front of it.
It has a doll attached to the grill, uh-huh. Like a lot of truckers have.
Right.
But the difference is truckers aren't trying to save lives, so you shouldn't have a comical little doll.
It was a creepy doll, too.
Yeah, it was kind of great.
Strange.
It was a good time, Susan.
Well, we're in River North. Let's hit on some tourists.
Good time, yeah. Susan. I made that term up right now.
Good time, Susan.
Good time, Susan.
Like, oh, she looks like a good time. Good,
she's a good time, Sue.
Yeah.
That means nothing. I made that up.
Nice. Improv.
Zip, zap, bagel. Okay, you're doing visual humor. People right. can't see
that. I'm clapping,
that.
Sorry. I don't want to describe it either.
You can hear the clapping. It's what you do between the claps.
Right.
It's throwing people off. This is the Walgreens that Shia LaBeouf got arrested in.
Is it?
Yeah, for being drunk and awesome.
What was the charge? Just drunk and disorderly?
Being Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah?
He hasn't released any good movies.
What a jerk.
Not one.
They're filming, I think I saw the Megan Fox replacement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right behind the set.
Cool.
But then I Googled Megan Fox replacement for Transformers 3 on my phone.
It was my dick!
And no. That would be interesting.
That movie's gonna bomb.
Yeah. The girl that I saw was a lot tanner than the girl that is the Megan Fox. But I'm still pretty certain that I saw Megan Fox's replacement.
My chest hair hurts.
Downtown. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible.
That is weird.
It's like a shower.
Yeah? Is it the shirt?
I don't
think sweater?
It's not a tight shirt. The sweater's not across my chest.
Rub it against
it's it? It's a cardigan.
You shave your chest?
Maybe I should.
Yeah. I don't think you have time for that.
Shaving my chest? Very busy.
Busy guy.
Don't have chest shaving time.
Right.
It's not safe to shave your chest in a cargo van.
Why? I don't even know why women would want to be with someone that has enough time to shave their chest.
Yep. I'm very busy.
Right?
To not shave my chest.
Too busy to shave my chest.
What I've been saying for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's all I've said. This is all code.
Code word. Send him some...
Really?
Yeah.
You had to fuck that up.
What?
Yep.
Send him some electronic razors.
Send him some sentence fragments.
Is it? Oh, yeah?
No.
You were an English major?
Si.
Oh, yeah?
I said the Spanish word for English. Yeah.
You were a Spanish major?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Nine.
Oh, a German major.
Nine times.
Oh, shit.
I know. Fart noises!
Alright.
Back in the podcast zone. It's his only the discovery zone.
Right?
That's a siren noise. My girlfriend hates that noise.
Does she?
Yeah.
Not a fan?
I don't think she's a fan of me.
Yeah, but she's in D.C.
That's why.
And there's a lot of crime there.
She ain't listening to this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Do you think that she listens just to, you know, like, stay, kind of like to...
Nope, I don't think she listens. It's for the best.
To figure out, like, what's going on with you.
In my skull.
Yeah, inside
nope.
your brain.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Aw.
It's for the best. I don't blame her. It's insane. Mm-hmm. I sound insane.
Yeah,
she says my tweets make me sound like I hate poor people.
Yeah?
I hate myself for being poor. It's different.
Right. What did you say about poor people?
I tweet while I'm on the bus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that would... If you tweet while you're on the bus, that... You're only gonna come off like you hate poor people.
Yeah! I don't hate poor people. I hate people on the bus. Right. We all happen to be poor.
Uh-huh.
It's like that.
People on the bus, man.
Oh, no.
Can't trust them.
I think you can, because they're poor. Can't trust rich people, because they have money.
Oh.
I want money.
I see.
I want all the money.
Give them all the money. I'm just going to take all the clams.
Like your dad. He's a Klansman.
He's a Klansman. Klansman.
Yep. He likes racist women.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that about your dad?
Loose racist women.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like my mother.
What?
She hates Chinamen.
Like CJ Toledano, he's Filipino. That's close.
Right, it's close enough. Although I don't know, like,
is it close enough for
Pacific Islander?
Him?
It's
an island. It's trust islands.
All right.
Coming from a landlocked.
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 Locked. Indianapolis.
Landlocked. L Bean locked.
Right.
Land.
You know.
Lamb bam. Thank you, lambs. 4 euros.
thank you, Lance. You ever go to
Lorne Michaels, everybody?
Right, Lorne Michaels over here. You ever go to M Burger?
No, where's that?
I think it's right down Huron.
What's that?
It's this really good burger place.
They have burgers at M Burger.
They do.
I like Thai food. Where's my Thai food burger?
Yeah,
burger
it's
place.
Right, it's right down there. It's like Huron and
fuck that place.
Michigan. Just
fuck that place.
It's really good.
Order that gives you diabetes.
Order the M Burger.
Don't go there.
Go
You'll
there.
Get diabetes.
It's delicious.
Diabetes. Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Diabetes.
Aw, you're a racist.
Why?
You're a racist, Kevin.
Jerome
Lee.
Diabetes.
Wrong with diabetes?
I said the exact same
thing. If you don't know what's wrong with diabetes, you got a lot of education
to catch up on. What's wrong with diabetes? You get to eat all that sugar.
It's the opposite.
You can't eat
sugar?
You
can't. You'll die. Wedding party photo.
Just passed a wedding party.
That was the quickest I've ever driven on Michigan. We got every fucking light. That was insane.
It's nuts.
That was insane. Holy shit. I don't realize how traffic works.
Uh-huh. Bucket Boys.
Yep.
Can they hear that? Can the audience hear
Bucket Boys? Could they?
I don't know.
I think so. Maybe. I hope they don't hear the Bucket Boys.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Bucket Boys.
Yeah?
I used to love them. Now I hate them.
Why? Why'd you?
When you're in Wrigley at a game,
yeah,
you can hear them throughout the entire fucking game.
Yeah.
That's why.
They're right there.
Yeah. The Sal is fine, United Center it's fine, Soldier Field it's fine, but the fucking Wrigley Field you can hear him the whole fucking game.
Is that it's kind of a small field.
It's not so much a small field, it's that the fence, like, you're right, it's a small stadium, and they don't have a blocked off cement thing, they have a wire fence, you know?
Right, right.
So you can hear everything from the street if you're in the, on the first baseline side, which I was at the time, yeah.
That's why. I wonder how those guys do, you know.
Well.
Yeah?
Do they do well? Yes, they do very well.
So you hate the Bucket Boys. You don't hate poor people.
Right? Yeah.
Because they do well.
Yeah, I hate poor people.
Right, not the Bucket Boys.
Yep, I love the Bucket Boys. Kevin Lee's mom is a racist. Everybody.
She is.
She hates the Asian persuasion.
My mom's name...
Who's a wrestler.
My mom's name's Ann. And,
Ann Curry. Your mom is Ann Curry from NBC News.
That's not... No.
Anna Volantes.
No, not
Anna Paquin. Is your mom Anna Paquin?
No. No.
Anne of Green Gables.
From the X-Men movies?
Auntie Annie.
No, neither... No. Little Orphan... No.
Little Orphan Annie. Little Orphan Blammy.
Little...
Blammo!
This is, we're at, Millennium Park.
Ann Morgan.
Millennium Park. This is
Ann Murphy.
This is where I ran into, El Gordo from El Gordo y la Flaca.
Is El Gordo your mommy?
No.
Es su mami!
And this is also, near where I saw the Megan Fox imitator.
Fuck!
Megan Fox.
Is that your mom?
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, he'd bang your
that
mom.
That would be weird.
I was inside that vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Banging out of that for 9 months while I grew into a man.
Oh, yeah. I wish I was Megan Fox's kid. Then I would have had my penis inside her for 9 months.
Yep. My entire body was inside of her, too.
Right.
Yep.
Because
I wore. Because I killed her and wore her as a skin suit. Because my dad's a racist Klansman. Hire me, I'm Kevin Lee.
Hire me, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Were you an Eagle Scout?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you're a fucking liar.
Never made it that far.
Shut up!
Well, I'm looking for the Megan Fox wannabe.
keep looking.
Because they're filming Transformers 3 in,
right now?
In the alley behind... maybe not now, but maybe like 3 or 4 days ago they were filming.
You really don't know how time works.
I'm not sure.
You keep changing the time.
Five hours ago.
Changing the time limits.
It was not 2 minutes ago that I saw Transformers 1 for the first time in theaters. Seems like just 2 minutes ago.
Oh man, that was funny. Catch up, Kevin Lee.
Catch up.
Catch up to your racist parents.
Parents are racist! They're perfectly nice.
Well, the racists can be nice sometimes.
Right.
Except yours aren't.
They're the worst.
They like hate crimes.
Okay, we are at the Art Institute.
We're doing this as a team. Let's have a teaser. Paintings, everybody. Paintings.
Georgia. No peace I find. Just an old sweet song. Wait. Keeps Georgia on my mind.
Dad, everybody, no. We made it. Georgia's on my mind.
And we're back.
I love her. I made a fart noise with my mouth.
With his mouth.
Instead of my butt.
This is
not a butt fart noise. A mouth one.
There was an art fair at this park.
No.
Yeah. This park that we're driving past.
No, yes,
yeah.
Maybe. Stop, go, maybe.
Maybe so.
Yeah, we're going to go around the people and not murder.
Is this what?
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 Yeah.
Oh, the modern wing.
Yeah.
Are we dropping stuff off at the modern wing?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Was that a white power chant your dad used to sing?
Yeah.
He probably did. That was an old-timey chant.
Old-timey chant. He didn't like that new-timey chant.
A favorite of your dad's, who is a racist, everybody.
He fears change.
Yeah, he does.
Likes old-time rock and roll.
Hey, let's get real.
Yeah.
What kind of racist is he?
He's an old-timey racist.
Old-timey racist?
Yeah. Like, he's got an old-timey voice.
All right, that's 2 days in a row.
He's like, Yules Brennan.
Shut the fuck up.
There's gold in them near heels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. You thought you were going to say something else, too.
What did you think I was going to say?
Oh, I think I know what you think you were going to say.
Something racist?
Very racist.
Should I get it? Yeah.
Nope, too late. I got it.
Okay, cool.
Things just happen like that.
Right.
I'm more awake now than I'm with you, Kevin.
Yeah? Yeah. What was it? Yeah, what woke you up?
Racism. I gotta stay alert because you might kill me because you're a racist.
That gets anyone. That's what gets me up in the morning.
Gets me chomping.
It gets me chomping at the bit.
No, I was just gonna say the fear.
Yeah.
The fear of you killing me.
Oh no, no.
My liberal points of view.
Right. No, I get up hating, and
yeah, I noticed. And
I wake up and
you still hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chess party.
Yep. Chess records party.
Oh, Chess Records. Was that a Chicago?
That was a Chicago label.
Yeah. You ever see that movie?
No. I haven't seen either of them. There was two movies that were released in the past 2 years about Chess Records.
Yeah?
One was called Cadillac Records, and one was called, like, The Story of Chess Records.
Why would it be called Cadillac Records?
They didn't want to pay.
Oh.
And there was another local production that was made with Chess in the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one got better reviews, and no one saw it.
And did you see either?
No, I didn't see either.
What's the last movie you saw?
That's a good question.
Yeah?
I think. Maybe. In the theater or not in the theater?
Well, in theater.
In the theater was... Ooh, this. What about you? You tell me yours, and I'll think of mine.
I went and saw Salt.
How was that?
Well, I was.
You sneak in?
I snuck in. Good. Yeah. So I didn't see the whole thing. It seemed a lot like Bourne Identity,
which I like.
Yeah, I it was. It was an adequate action movie.
Okay.
I didn't think it was great. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
All right.
Yeah.
I know I saw Inception.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the theater. I think I saw something else more recently. Oh, I saw fucking Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, how was that?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
I thought it was gonna suck.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hate it. It's my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
So fucking visual. Just brilliant. Holy shit. Edgar Wright can direct a film, man.
That, I heard that, like, the day the comic book came out, it was already being turned into a movie.
Well, the day that, like, it's a six-part series.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they sold the movie after book, like, one. And the script, the first draft was done after book three. And the last book came out the day the movie was released.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But the writers of the movie knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they worked with the author of the book, the comic book. So
yeah.
It makes sense. Fucking great. I highly, highly recommend it.
Do you think going into it with such low expectations, it made it...
What do you mean, low expectations?
Well, you said you thought you'd hate it.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, my low expectations.
Yeah.
Did that make it a better movie?
Right.
Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah. Because I try and avoid having high expectations.
Maybe that's why I didn't like Inception.
Yeah.
Because I had better, higher
right, yeah, yeah.
expectations.
Yeah, I think I did too. With that
did you movie. Like it?
I liked it.
You liked it a lot?
Uh-huh, I did.
What's your favorite movie ever?
No.
What's your favorite movie ever?
Well, I don't. From that director, I liked Memento a lot more.
Well, not just that director.
Favorite movie? I don't. I think I would have a hard time.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
I don't think I could answer it. I don't think I have a favorite movie.
Thank
ever.
You yeah. for being honest. Your candor is appreciated. Uh-huh.
You have a favorite movie?
High Noon.
High Noon?
High Noon and Citizen Kane are my two favorite, but High Noon's number one.
Yeah.
Did you ever see High Noon?
I don't
it's
know.
It's a western.
Yeah,
it's great.
Right.
It's a great.
I feel like Back to the Future ripped it off.
Did it?
Yeah, part three with the...
With the clock?
With the... no, when they're in the Old West and he puts an iron plate under his poncho, you know?
That's not in High Noon.
That's not?
Nope.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
a different movie.
Then I'm not sure if I've ever seen... It's not Clint Eastwood.
No, you're thinking of the Man with No Name trilogy with Sergio Leone.
Uh-huh.
No.
And it's not... Is it John Wayne?
High Noon?
Yeah.
No, Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper. Is that your Gary Cooper impression?
No, absolutely. I just like making that noise and face. Occasionally, it'll make my face muscles twitch and freak out.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts a lot.
But you do it on purpose.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
And then what? They just get like kind of sore?
And they pulsate.
It tense up? Yeah.
Yeah. That's my weed, Kevin.
Right, yeah.
No, I just made that all up.
Face muscle weed. Give yourself a double chin.
Like when the Hulk's transforming
right.
into the Hulk, like that. When Bruce Banner, BB,
Banner.
BB Gun. BB Gun stands for Bruce Banner. Gun.
Bruce Banner is also a code name that me and my friends use for marijuana.
Oh, yeah. It's green, right?
It's green.
And it makes you really not angry like the Hulk.
Right. Yeah, the whole opposite thing, too.
Thank you. All right. Driving a van in a place. That's what we're doing. Driving a van in a place. Driving the van in place. We're on a treadmill right now.
We're on a van treadmill.
We're just wasting gas on the van treadmill.
Uh-huh.
A treadmill.
We're bringing the apocalypse upon us.
A bread basketville.
Mm-hmm. Is Chicago part of the bread basket?
It's part of the bread basket
yeah.
capital.
Okay.
Of my dick.
Bread basket capital.
Mike Leibowitz.
Mike
Leibowitz. The comedy of Mike Leibowitz.
Mike's in the back of the van.
Just
talking
yelling.
About his dick.
Yep.
Every
I'm surprised
time
you didn't make a comment about that pretty girl back there.
Oh, well, there's a lot of pretty girls down in River North.
We're in the loop. It's literally a loop.
Okay, there's a lot of pretty girls in the loop.
Yeah.
There's
tents. A protest, everybody.
Is there?
With a flag.
I think that's a Palestinian flag.
That's not an American flag. It doesn't matter.
Right, is that... What do you know about that flag? Is that Palestine?
It's not American.
Is that Egyptian?
The end.
I think it's
not American.
I think it's Egyptian.
I'm not a Nazi. Like these people are.
You know, my dad was a Nazi.
He was a Klansman. He was both?
Well, he was both.
He branched
yeah.
out. He's like Bo Jackson.
Right, yeah.
Two sport racist.
Yeah, Bo.
Bo knows racism.
Dan knows being a jerk.
See, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I think that was Egyptian.
I'm not a person that cares about things.
I'm just gonna drive by you. This honk is for apathy.
That's a lazy honk.
Honk if you're apathetic. We are at Staten Lake, and this is my favorite place to hand out flyers.
Because there's pretty ladies and flags.
Yeah, there's so many.
Oh, have you seen
women.
That?
No.
What? You should be hanging out flyers. You can box things.
Oh, cool.
Box the piggy thing.
This is my bank.
Is it really?
Yeah, PNC.
You got a shitty bank, Kevin.
I know, they're the worst.
Sick of your bank. Is it really bad?
No, they're fine.
Oh, okay.
You know,
they're moderate.
I do have one complaint. They were supposed to mail me my debit card. It never came. I went and complained about it. They sent it again, or so they said. It never came. So then they're like, okay, we're just going to send it to the bank branch.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank branch is like a mile north of my house. And I don't have a car or a bike, so I just never
went. A mile isn't long.
I know, I could walk it, but I
don't. Is it there now?
It might be.
You are a lazy motherfucker. A mile is not long at all.
Well, I just, yeah. You know, like, why couldn't they send it to my
house? Wyclef John!
Why can't Wyclef run for president?
He's a dude. He's a guy. Hey guys. Oh, that lady don't like us. I don't like me either, lady.
I don't like me either.
Here's a teaser, everybody. I don't like me. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. See the sign for this musical Chinglish? That's fucking...
Chinglish.
That's racist.
Chinglish is racist, everybody, like Kevin Lee is.
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad's racist. Now you admit it.
Uh-huh.
You come from racist lineage.
Right. You know, Indianapolis, you know, Indiana, that's where the Ku Klux Klan started.
That's your family.
Right.
Your family reunion every summer.
I'm going to get...
You don't have bonfires, you have crossfires.
I'm going to get so little hate mail.
Yeah, you're going to get none. You're going to get no hate mail. But a lot of surprising friends on Facebook, they're going to find out are racist.
Right, skinheads.
That you can't talk to anymore, or else you're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Truth?
Ruth. I speak the truth. I'm like a genie in a bottle, like Christina Aguilera.
Like Aguilero.
Yep.
Aguilera.
Yep, that's a lady. So we're almost done with this job.
Okay, good.
Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
It's been a long day.
Coming.
Not for me though.
Fuck you.
We're working.
Lazy piece of shit.
Are we working till 8 though?
No.
No?
Hopefully by only till 7.
Okay.
At the latest.
I feel like I shouldn't have even brought that up.
You shouldn't have.
Right.
Now we're gonna get in trouble. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I hate you, so it's
right.
Fine.
No, it's fine.
It's
okay.
Fine.
That's okay.
It's fine.
We'll work through it.
No, we won't.
No?
I'll just maintain that hatred.
Okay.
Bang on the thing. Bang on the van.
Bang on the van all day. So we got to... Are we taking this Enterprise rent-a-car back to Enterprise?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to explode it first, everybody. Wait for the explosion.
Yeah.
At the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't make sense, because how are we posted? I could upload the rest of this stuff first and then just explode it.
This could be the
but that wouldn't be good.
The van's black box voice recorder.
That wouldn't be honest. Yep.
Good.
I'm getting paid the big bucks to do this. Talk radio.
Big bucks.
No phone-ins, everybody. Don't call in yet.
Don't call in.
Just wait.
Wait to call in.
Call in now.
All right, now call in.
Yep. That's how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Montel Jordan, everybody. Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
With dicks.
This is how we do it.
You had a lot of fun with that, didn't you?
Too much fun.
Yeah,
I know. I like that song.
You would.
Boys to Men.
That's not Boys to Men.
I know that. It's Montel.
Montel Williams.
Montel Williams.
Singing that song. Mitch Williams.
Uh-huh. The East Coast family. Yeah, go.
No. Me or... No.
Man. this ambulance just is in a real hurry.
Slow down, where's the fire? Oh, you're at the fire.
You're going to a fire.
Well, slow down, you're going to get in an accident.
You're going to save people at the fire.
Oh, you farted on a fire. Yep, you farted on a fire, everybody.
You farted.
That's Kevin Lee's
farted
dad's
on a fire.
Autobiography. You farted on a lit cross.
You farted on a lit cross. No, he... Yeah, no, he's not racist.
Yeah, he's racist.
No.
He's big racist.
He hates Eskimos.
Yep. Well, who doesn't?
Right.
Penguins. They make love. Whoa! Holy shit, that kid almost died.
This guy's a real idiot.
This kid is trying to split two buses. It didn't work.
What a bonehead. Can I yell at him?
No, I think his body yelled at himself to, hey,
yeah,
stop that body.
Hey, stop being an idiot, and you're on a kid's bike.
Well, he's like 15.
Well...
Or is he like 25?
I think he's 25 on a kid's bike.
Well, let him die. Who cares?
Right.
More unemployment for you, right, buddy?
Right.
You lazy pieces.
High five.
That was just your hands. You lied. I'm on the wheel. Hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel. 10-2.
And one hand on my gun.
10-2. One on the wheel, one on the gun.
Yeah, not my dick. My gun, everybody. I
Glock.
Have ammo. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, 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 pow. That's how ammo sounds. Pow, pow, pow.
That's what it, yeah.
I'm a gun.
Hey, I went to a gun store. I was like, can I get the... Pow, 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 pow. How much for some... Pow, 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 pow?
And then they said $4.
$4.
What? No, you made it racist.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You just did.
What?
$4.
$4.
That's how... Nope, see, you did it again.
Well, I can say dollar.
Kevin stands for racist. Racistly.
I dropped my R's.
Acistly.
Dollar.
Acistly.
Racist. Oh, yeah. Oh, just
acist. Acistly.
Yeah, just acist, because I dropped...
That's for racist.
Drop my R's.
Acist shoes. Acist shoes.
A.C. Slater.
A.C. Slater.
Zach
racist.
Morris.
Jim Morrison.
Too
late, I won. You didn't do your bagel prov before you came here, did you?
No.
Your vocal exercise.
You get warmed up.
About, yeah, bagels.
Philip Morris.
Your show is dumb.
You are getting mean.
I know. Yeah, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
I care too much.
He cares too much. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're all about improv, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Zip, zap, zoop.
That was a scene.
Zip, zap, zap. And spleen.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let's hit on some tourists.
Nope.
Shall we?
Nope.
No?
She's got an ugly face.
She's wearing big sunglasses.
They're wearing big sunglasses.
You can't tell.
Big old sunglasses face. That's
Godless,
what they call her.
Godless del soul.
Godless soul.
Godless soul.
That sounds like a really bad jam band. Godless soul.
Godless soul.
No, jam band.
Oh, okay. Godless soul.
That's right.
Godless soul, man. Oh, just let me slip on my Birkenstocks and let's go play some B.
B?
Frisbee.
Oh, that's what frisbee short?
Yeah, man, because we just don't have time to say frizz.
The same amount of syllables.
You just say B.
Did you coin that, or is that true?
B? Yeah. No, I did not coin that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Not you, the statement.
Right, right. Hippies all over the world call it B.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Totally, totally chill, bro.
Hippies are racist. Did you know that?
Are they?
Yeah, they're big racists.
My dad was...
Or no, rich. They're rich. I forgot. They're rich.
Hippies are rich now?
Yeah, they're all rich.
They're richest?
They're richie richest.
Richie richest.
They love comics.
Mm-hmm.
Old-timey kids comics.
Old-timey.
That's all hippies are. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not going to bathe until there's a richie rich that's as quality as it was in 1964.
And it's not. It's never going to be
never
that.
It's never going to get there again.
Uh-huh.
So they play these games just waiting for good Richie Rich comics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They need to stop playing games.
Yep. I wonder how old I have to be to believe everything I say.
I don't know.
Like,
70?
What, if I listen back to this when I'm 80, I'd be like, yep, that's right.
That's
I've been saying that for years, and be sincere.
Hippies are rich.
Well, that is true. But
yeah. Like old hippies, like the ones that
old
didn't
timey
die.
Old-timey hippies.
The ones that didn't die in the 70s.
Old-timey hippies are soldiers.
Yeah. They keep on trucking, you know?
Think about it, man. So, no limit soldiers are hippies.
Uh-huh.
Master P.
Master P.
Master P's.
Make them say.
Snap peas. I like snap peas.
Snap peas are good.
Snap peas.
Snow peas.
On the seas. On the threes and the ones.
Back to you, Amy Freeze.
On the ones. What kind of warning is it?
I don't know.
It's a flash flood warning, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, flash flood. Flash flood warning.
Guys, on a bike.
You know, that could be your ad on that bench.
It could be my ad.
708-652.
It could be my ass on that bench.
6020.
It could be my ass.
This is a very, we're coming up on maybe the biggest Salvation Army in the city. Here.
My dick.
It's like three...
My dick.
Four stories tall. And then also a basement full of stuff.
My dick.
Your dick.
My dick.
Your dick has all the VHS tapes that your heart desires.
Yep. Two.
Right. Two of them.
I want two tapes.
Wayne's World and Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park 2.
Right. Because those came out like during
the heyday
for VHS.
Yep.
You know? And now like you can only find VHS at Salvation Armies.
Yep.
Or inside Brandon's dick.
They shut down Blockbuster. My dick shut down Blockbuster. They don't have a lot of dick on Blockbuster.
That's they don't.
They went down.
I know. They
not like a dick.
They needed to sell porn.
Or just not edit movies.
I used to work in a video store.
I used to work in a video store.
Did you?
Too.
Yeah, we have that in common.
That's why you have this job.
Did they sell porno there?
Yeah.
We sold a lot of porno.
Yeah.
So much.
Indianapolis?
Yeah, in Indianapolis it was called Movie Gallery.
I worked at OP Video.
OP Video? Ocean Pacific?
Oak Park.
Oak Park Video, okay. And we would just throw porno in the dumpster out back.
Onomatopoeia.
And I remember, like, realizing that I was, one of my friends was turning 18, and it was like, oh, well.
Wait, why'd you throw the porn out?
Well, you're supposed to, we would have so much porno that we would just throw garbage bags full of it away.
For stock.
Right, uh-huh. And I remember a buddy of mine was turning 18, and so it was like, well, what do we do for someone's 18th birthday? Well,
let's
buy him some porno. Yeah, no, all my roommates were like, let's buy him some porno. And I remember being like, you don't have to buy him porno. You can just go to this dumpster that I get all my porno out of.
Do you still have any of your dumpster porn?
No, I don't think so. I think my mom found it.
Oh, mom found my dumpster porn.
She found my hardcore VHS tapes. I was embarrassed.
Mom, that's my dumpster porn.
I don't think she didn't even confront me, though. It just disappeared.
Mom!
It could My favorite dumpster porno!
There was a black lady in that porno, and I'm a racist. Aces Lee.
Acist. Drop the R.
Always says your whole name. What does Lee stand for?
Lee?
Yeah. What is Lee? What is the surname of Lee?
I don't know.
Are you a descendant of Robert E. Lee?
I don't think so.
Ulysses S. Grant?
I don't think so.
No? No?
My first
Bruce Lee?
No. My first dog's name was Grant.
Grant Lee?
Yeah.
Derek Lee. Are you related to Derek Lee?
I'm not.
You sure?
I'm not related to any of these people. It's just that Lee is the most common name on the planet.
I don't think it is.
Well, what do you think is?
Smithsonian.
See, like, Smith? No.
Nope,
that's
Smithsonian.
Smithsonian, no. Even
very
less.
Very common.
There's no Koreans named Smithsonian.
That's my last name. Smithsonian. Yeah.
There's no Japanese named Smithsonian.
Yeah, there are.
There's people of every nationality named Lee.
Only racists
would say that.
Are named Lee.
Robert E. Lee, Bruce Lee. Was there, yeah.
Huge racists.
Yeah.
Kevin Lee.
Derek Lee. Dan Lee. My dad.
Dan Lee's the biggest racist.
He's the worst.
Oh, you're so stupid, Dad. You're a racist. Where's my porn my mom threw away?
Where's my dumpster porno?
Your voice actually got higher as you age. You came out of the womb like Johnny Cash.
Hey, give me my bottle
of tit milk.
Tit milk.
Give me some of that TM.
Mm-hmm.
That's what trademark really stands for.
Tit milk.
Tit milk.
First thing to be trademarked was tit milk.
Yeah, sure. That's why it's called TM. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Don't think about it ever.
TMI.
Don't think about any of this stuff. T.I.'s in jail. He was in jail.
Tit milk information.
For stealing too much tit milk.
Right.
If you didn't know that, everybody.
I heard he gave Rihanna herpes.
You're thinking of Chris Brown.
No.
You're a racist.
No, I heard T.I. gave Rihanna herpes, and then Rihanna gave it to Chris Brown, and that's why Chris Brown...
I don't care, because you're a racist. I'm going to go find your dumpster porn for me.
You know
from
what?
10 years ago.
I heard that, though, from
Mom!
These gay black guys on the bus.
Yeah. You're being serious?
Yeah, they were in the back of the bus.
Hey, do you just call everyone that's not a white Aryan a gay black guy on the bus? That's a gay black guy on the bus.
There were like three gay black guys on the bus.
There was two a second ago.
What was it? Okay, well, there's five gay black guys on a bus.
These five black guys are giving me a ride home with their dicks.
Right. So it's the it's the LA Lakers bench. They're on a bus. And they could not shut up about T.I. giving Rihanna herpes.
The herp. 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 You know there's medicine for that.
Yeah.
So shut up, herpes people. I'm sick of it.
Get just over it.
Vex it already. Yeah.
Just do it.
Just vex it. Herpes on a van, everybody. Herpes van.
Herpes
van. RV van. Rickshaw vehicles.
Rickshaw to the stars.
The stars of my dick.
Uh-huh. Mike's stick. Mike Leibovitz's dick. What is this bar with the...
Twisted Spoke!
Oh, Twisted Spoke.
Yeah, that's where people die.
Is it?
Yeah.
How?
Guns and knives.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it pretty hardcore?
Very hardcore.
Yeah.
That's why that's a skeleton outside of it.
A rotating skeleton on a motorcycle.
Yeah. It rotates out of fear. Fear fuels that one.
Yeah.
The beer's so good, I gotta go there. Oh, I might die.
You live near here, right?
I do.
Do you go there much?
Yep, I live there. That's my home.
Yeah?
That's my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad. Hey,
remember
Brandon's
that
dad.
Porn from the dumpster. Yep.
Twisted Spoke, it looks like a nice place.
Yeah, it's not.
People don't really die there.
People get murdered there on a nightly basis.
Yeah?
You don't hear about it because they're murdered.
Hmm.
If you're the last one there, you're there forever.
The beauty bar around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever go there?
No.
No?
Yeah, I've been there once. Okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
I like it.
Was it packed?
No, it wasn't. Why am I talking like an improv person? I don't know, man. It's not funny.
I don't know.
None of this is funny. How about that, everybody? Not
hey,
funny podcast.
That's a bumper.
You're a bumper.
Bumper pool.
You're a bumper pool. Player.
Pool party.
Player plays pool.
Party hat.
Player
hat.
Plays pool. Party foul. Chicken. Chicken's foul. F-O-W-L. I used to do a zine called F-O-U-L.
You know what? I read about that.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm serious. I was online. I think I was listening to your podcast once. And, yeah, I was stumbled upon your bio.
What?
It was for charity, right? Or
no! What?
Foul.
Never
what was done
it. Foul. F-O-U-L.
Okay, just foul. And this was
a long was this, time. Do you know what a zine is?
Yes, I do.
I was in high school and high college. School.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember reading about it.
Well, I don't.
Yeah.
Kevin Lee, everybody. Kevin Lee, what should we plug? We're
going
to close out this episode.
Plug your Sunday's Best at Shuba's.
Your Sunday's Best at Shuba's.
It's been struggling lately.
Yeah, because it's a free open mic.
Yeah.
So don't go to that, everybody.
Never.
Ah, thanks for listening. Let's all go find Kevin's dumpster porn in Indianapolis.
Yes.